2 years ago, you had, it looks like you're in the fight of your life. You know, yeah. It was David and Goliath, or it turned out to be Goliath and Goliath. I don't know.
No, David and Goliath. David
and Goliath, when a financial institution.
Everything down.
Wanted to shut down your station, you know. Okay. And it looked like a foregone conclusion. I mean, who fights a lender in Nigeria and wins? But you fought back. You fought back with everything. And as we are standing here, it looks like you staved off, you know, that battle. What was happening?
Okay, here's the thing. Again, you're asking questions nobody has asked me. That's why I don't do interviews. So, my business, since I started, from the first 1,000 that I borrowed, I've told myself that I have to live a life of integrity. I did several businesses with banks before AT Bank. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to AT Bank. They called me.
Right.
They called me. I didn't go to when IPTV was going to start. They called me. Come on. I had options. They called me. Okay, so let's start. Mm-hmm. Last time we had what I thought was a good relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I told them some of those things that I wanted to do. They put money on it. I started paying back. But they ran into problem.
They ran into problem.
Right. I think they ran into a liquidity problem. Right. So you asking your bank, I need 10 naira, and they're able to provide 5 naira.
Right.
I need 10 naira I want to pay for in 2 years, and they're able to provide 5 naira. Right. And they're saying, the 5 naira is not enough for what you want to do or buy. I'm not sure whether I should give you that figure there, or buy, and they're running into problems and say, pay me. Mm. I'm like, you know what, you've not even fulfilled your part. And I just saw that there were charges on my account that wasn't meant to be. There were charges on my account. I got a forensic auditor, we did the forensic audit. Yeah. I saw that there was a lot of money missing from my bank, sent to the bank, and nobody responded. Mm. Before then, I had gone to the front of the bank to sit down on the floor, to cry, to make noise, to call out people, just so that I wouldn't get to that. But you know what? They just always think that they can bully you. After all, you're just an individual running a small business. This is an institution. I went to their chairman to complain. He went there, they called board meeting. I had all the things I needed to lay down. I laid down. You know, and I already prepared my court papers and everything because, you know, then I had fire incident.
Yes.
You know, at the studio that raised the entire studio, everything.
Yeah.
I had insurance that I paid that the bank debited from my account, but it wasn't remitted to the insurance company. So I lost a lot already there. You know, so, you know, I was already down trying to get the equipment back, you know, to try to see how I was going to fight.
Yeah.
You know, then because, you know, sometimes if you know your rights, it's a problem for some people.
Mm-hmm.
If you know your rights, it's a problem. You know, so they just came at me, and I fought back.
Yeah.
I fought back.
Yeah.
Because this is all I've lived for, this is all I do. Yeah. And I fought back. I fought back with every breath in me.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a fight of your life.
It was actually.
Yeah.
And while I was fighting back, while they were making noise, and 3 days later, I was already in Atlanta. I was fighting. They say I ran away. I didn't run away. I already booked my ticket. You know, I had things to do there and all that. But then, it wasn't a boxing match. I didn't need to be in the ring.
Right. I love that. I love it. It was a boxing match. You didn't need to be in the ring.
Yeah.
Right. That's life for days. That's hip hop world quality,
Come
right?
On now.